sitting in my rocking chair one early summer's morn. There I saw it lying in the middle of my lawn. A big red-bellied black was soaking up the sun. Enjoy it while you can, I said, your days are nearly done. He raised his head and yawned, then laid back on the ground. He didn't seem to care at all that he had been found. I went inside to get my gun and end his little game. I'll blow you clean in half, I thought, then calmly took my aim. But when the dust had cleared away, I looked down at the ground. That bloody snake had vanished, it was nowhere to be found. Then by the gate there was a hole, I saw him slip inside. I got you now, you blackened beast, I'll bury you alive. I filled the hole with rocks and twigs and jammed it up real tight. Then headed back toward my seat, smiling with delight. But soon my grin had faded and I could only stare. That bloody snake was back again underneath my chair. I went into the shed for a shovel and a pick. I'll chop that bloody snake into a thousand little bits. With the shovel high above my head, I thought I had him beat. But just before I took my swing, he slid beneath my feet. I must have jumped 6 foot at least, my heart was beating hard. I turned to see that snake halfway across the yard. He came to rest upon a log, then slid down through a crack. That snake has got more lives than the next door neighbor's cat. But this time there was no way out. Disappeared in smoke. There wasn't much that I could do except to watch it burn, but decided it was worth it just to see the bugger squirm. Satisfied that he was gone, I had my final laugh, ha ha. But when I turned around, he was back there on the ground. I raised my hands into the air as if to call defeat. That snake was much too smart for me. I knew